The First Friday Art Walk in downtown Bend will have a slightly different flavor today. Chris Lawler with the Central Oregon Peace Network says they expect at least a couple dozen people to rally to show support for the nationwide Occupy Wall Street demonstrations.
Every Friday we have these demonstrations on the corner of Newport and Wall that are anti-war demonstrations. And this week we're just changing the theme really to support this Occupy Wall Street movement that's taking place all over the nation. And we're just looking to show our support for it.
Lawler says that they will have signs with some of the tenets of the contract for the American dream, such as ending wars, investing in the labor force, and taxing Wall Street speculation. There were other rallies in Oregon Thursday. 75 people gathered in front of the Bank of America in Eugene, and about 60 people turned up in Corvallis at that branch. Lawler says they will start in front of the Bank of America in downtown Bend, and if the crowd grows, they could march to other banks in the area. Occupy Portland protesters aren't budging from the South Park blocks, 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch reports.
Occupy Portland was supposed to be out of the park today to make way for the Portland Marathon, which has a permit, but protesters want to share the blocks.
In many ways, this is bigger than a permit that was filed a year ago, with all due respect. This is a national movement. And we are trying to create a public space that everybody can use.
Police say they are working to accommodate both groups and that arrests will be a last resort.
In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Bank of the Cascades has decided on a new leader to replace Patty Moss. Terry Zink will take over the bank on January 1st, 2012. Moss is retiring, and the board conducted a national search to find Zink. He most recently had served as president of Fifth Third Bank Chicago. Prior to joining Fifth Third Bank, Zink served 17 years at Wells Fargo in senior management positions. Bend soldier Eric Weaver was awarded the Purple Heart after suffering through an IED explosion in Iraq. He just returned a month ago, and he spent that time struggling with homelessness. His wife and two daughters were living at his father-in-law's home, but that was foreclosed on, and the family had no place to go. Step In Central Oregon Veterans Outreach, the group that owns a home in Lapine, is leasing it to the family at a discounted rate to help them get back on their feet. Soldier Eric Weaver's wife, Misty, says she knows people are struggling all over Central Oregon with unemployment and homelessness.
And without this group of people, we would be in exactly the same situation. And we've been there before, and it is so hard, especially now that we have kids.
The Weavers will move into their new home on Monday under the agreement with COVO. The family must undergo COVO's Veterans Reintegration Program that helps veterans find jobs. It was 10 years ago since the War on Terror began in Afghanistan. Thousands of Oregonians have served there and in Iraq. 1110 KBND's Jim McLaren talked with one of the survivors.
Captain Bob Baca, 1249th Engineer Battalion.
Helmand Province, Afghanistan, and we cleared routes.
His unit found explosive devices buried on roads.
If we did find something, we called the Hurt Locker guys up to, throw their suits on and do whatever they got to do.
The captain was lucky. He did not lose a man, though nine did earn Purple Hearts. Still, they went back repeatedly.
I probably had 25% of the company were on multiple deployments and had an opportunity to get out. That's part of the thing. When they raise their right hand and you're wearing this uniform, that's an obligation. And they know that that risk is out there.
Jim McLaren, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Bend Garbage is changing its pickup routes starting on Monday. Customers were notified about the changes a couple of weeks ago in their bills. Bend Garbage made extensive changes throughout the city and county, so your day and pickup time may have changed. President of Bend Garbage, Brad Bailey, says he knows people hate change.
It is change, and we don't do it very often. We don't like to do it because it does change people's what they're used to doing. But it is going to be important long-term for the company and for efficient pickup of the garbage and recycling.
Customers are asked to have their garbage bins out by 6 a.m. on the day of pickup because although pickup day may not have changed, almost all will have changes to their pickup time. If you don't know your pickup day, you can call Bend Garbage to find out. And the Sun River Music Festival has hired a new artistic director. The man who conducted most of the concerts this year will lead the festival for the next 3 years. George Hansen has been the director of the Tucson Symphony Orchestra since 1996. He will take over the Sun River Music Festival following the retirement of longtime director Lawrence Layton Smith. He was forced to step down due to health problems. Hansen was originally scheduled to be the guest conductor at this last summer's festival, but when Smith's health caused him to cancel at the last minute, Hansen stepped in and conducted most of the festival. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110 KBND.